federal health officials have announced $72 million in funding for vaccine manufacturers to ensure bird flu vaccines are ready to use if needed.
Currently, there are no recommendations for the U.S. population to be vaccinated against bird flu. However, officials from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services explained the move is out of an abundance of caution. Previously, health officials had stockpiled nearly 5 million vaccine doses, and with the new funding, the ready-to-use stockpile is expected to double. Liam White reporting.
12 people were killed in a series of coordinated near-simultaneous attacks in the violence-plagued city of Salamanca.
The bodies were discovered Thursday at various locations in the refinery city, which has a population of over 200,000. In at least one instance, a banner attributed to a drug cartel was found alongside some of the victims. This massacre is the latest in a surge of violence in Salamanca, west of Guanajuato's capital, where gunmen fatally shot 4 men and wounded 2 others at a drug rehabilitation center late Tuesday. Paul Gomez reporting.
A rural Colorado county courthouse has heightened security measures after threats were made against staff and a judge who sentenced former county clerk Tina Peters to nearly 9 years in prison.
The judge reprimanded her for her involvement in a data breach scheme spurred by false claims that the 2020 election was stolen from former President Donald Trump. Courthouse employees in Grand Junction, Colorado have received multiple threats, which law enforcement is investigating, said Wendy Likes, spokesperson for the Mesa County Sheriff's Office, as additional security was put in place. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A new storm is predicted to strengthen into Hurricane Milton as it heads toward Florida this week.
Currently, the storm is a tropical depression swirling in the Gulf of Mexico and became Tropical Storm Milton over the weekend. Milton is expected to become a hurricane by Monday morning and make landfall on the Florida Peninsula by Wednesday. It is forecast to potentially reach Category 2 strength or higher before making landfall. Kyle Norris reporting.
One-month-old twin boys are believed to be the youngest known victims of Hurricane Helene.
The boys and their mother died when a large tree crashed through the roof of their home in Thompson, Georgia. Obie Williams, the twins' grandfather, recounted hearing babies crying and branches striking the windows during a phone call with his daughter, Kobe Williams, 27, as the storm tore through Georgia. Kobe and the twins were later found dead. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Country music superstar Garth Brooks has been accused of rape and sexual assault in a new lawsuit.
The lawsuit, filed by a plaintiff identified as Jane Roe, was submitted to the California Supreme Court in Los Angeles County on Thursday. Jane Roe, described in court documents as a professional makeup artist and hairstylist with over 30 years of experience in the music industry, claims she was first hired to do makeup and hair for Brooks' wife, Trisha Yearwood, in 1999. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.